Hello, and welcome to the UPHCA Pipeline Podcast. I'm your host today, Alan, and we have with us Trent Schmid from Mountainland Supply. Hey, Trent.
How's it going?
It's going well. Hey, so we're down at St. George at our annual spring conference. It's been an awesome couple days where we've had a lot of networking and training, as well as a lot of fun. We got a bike ride tomorrow. We've done some golfing events, an ATV ride on Sunday for those that want to stick around. But Trent, why don't you tell us, what has this conference been of any benefit to you, and what have you gained from being a part of it?
You know, Mountainland Supply has been a sponsor for many years. We benefit personal-wise. We've got sponsors involved, just relationships built for our industry and all the people we've met. Going back 20 years, and plenty of us have done a lot of these types of events, but this one sticks out. Just every single year is just fun to be to. So
that's awesome. Yeah. No, I want to give a shout out to Mountainland. So I'm the education director. I work very closely with the executive director on running the academy, the plumbing and HVAC academy. And I'll tell you what, that school would not be the same without Mountainland. They've donated different plumbing supplies. They've put up money. And so when we get together and are able to do practical labs with students, whether we're working on disposals or sinks or toilets, or even just, you know, a pipe assignment, a lot of that material comes from these plumbing suppliers like Mountainland. And so, yeah, I just want to say thank you so much.
Yep, we love plumbers for sure.
That's so awesome. Yeah. You know, it's kind of exciting because we are actually just launching our HVAC program like this week, literally.
We've
built the curriculum, we've got the instructors hired, and are pushing that out. We actually enrolled our first student this week.
Oh, good.
And so we've been able to do, we have over 250 students in the plumbing program. Now we're starting to start the HVAC and the mechanical side of our academy. So is plumbing and mechanical side, do you supply both, or do you see a lot of both contractors?
Yep, so Mountainland Supply, waterworks, HVAC, plumbing, pumps, drilling, a lot of different verticals is what we call them. A lot of different products we can sell in the different markets. We're in Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, Phoenix, Denver, and Wichita, Kansas, actually. We have a branch.
Oh, wow.
So many different areas. But yeah, HVAC is one of our big ones. We can help out there wherever we can.
That's awesome. Yeah, like I said, we've had so many functions where Mountainland will sponsor a lunch or an event. And again, I've been really impressed with them as the support for a nonprofit school like us. So sometimes we joke around we're nonprofit because we don't make any money, but we only exist off of really donations and, you know, the tuition that we charge and things like that. We don't get the benefit of harvesting big tax dollars from the state.
And we love to help that type of stuff. So
that's
I'm
awesome.
Glad we are there for you. So
thanks so much, Trent. Well, really quick, in the supply space, what are some challenges you're seeing? Any challenges in the industry that are kind of been unique these past few months?
Pricing volatility is always fun in the wholesale industry. Copper pricing right now, really any precious metal pricing right now, is all over the board. We battle that back and forth, you know, bidding jobs, but for the most part, it's smooth sailing for us. We've been very fortunate. So
I mean, as a contractor, let's say I had got a large bid on like a elementary school or something like that. Can I come to you as a supplier and give you like my supply list and say, here's what I need, here's when I need it, and do like a wholesale order, like large supplies or something like that?
Yep, that's exactly what we do. Yep, day in and day out. Yep, take care of projects. We bid projects from the get-go, land the project, facilitate ordering product, when it's needed,
wow,
all that stuff. So that's definitely
cool. Yeah, I was actually trained in carpentry, and I loved it when I would get my build plans and go down to the, you know, my supplier and say, can you put this together? And they'd put it together and break it all down, and it got to be such a good working relationship that I kind of stopped shopping. I said, you know what, this works.
Yep.
And if it ain't broke, why fix it? And I think, you know, that sounds like the kind of work you guys do.
It is, yep. Building a relationship to get that return business. People trust us to take care of their jobs, products, whatever it may be. That's definitely the idea, so.
Cool, yeah, it could save you a lot of running around and hassle, so you can just focus on what you do well as a contractor. Well, how can a contractor get a hold of you?
So, mountainland.com is our website. We've got a list on there of all the different vertical managers. We have branches throughout the Wasatch Front, down here in lovely St. George. We have several, actually, just opening up a new one here in the next month for our irrigation team. Call any number, walk into a branch, many showrooms across the Wasatch Front for higher end fixtures and products like that. So yeah, any branch, anywhere, and cool. Online. So.
That's awesome. Well, I got kind of a tricky question for you. Hopefully I don't put you on the spot too much. So we as an association, the Utah Plumbing and Heating Contractors Association, we have over 250 contractors that are part of the association, which is really pretty small. The electricians have almost 1,000.
Wow.
You know, you talk to realtor associations, they're in the thousands. They have $1 million raised, multiple $1 million. So we're growing and we're seeing a positive trend, but sometimes I bump into plumbers out there and let me just ask you this: what value does being a member of the association bring to the table? Why should someone be a member?
I think sharing trade, not really secrets, but just best practices would really be a good reason to be part of this. Obviously friendships, just hanging out with people. There's multiple, training opportunities. I know there's a lot of insurance companies and other business related things that the UPHCA does. So, I mean, just to get involved in that, I mean, ultimately it's a win-win, so.
That's awesome, yeah. We've talked about, the legislative work, the legal representation, connecting with suppliers.
Yep.
And I mean, I look around the room at the different vendors here. We've got dozens and dozens of different vendors here that are all just trying to help you do your job better, to help you save money as a contractor and grow your business better. Anything that you've learned by being at the conference?
Nothing quite new today, but I haven't had a chance to walk around. I'm probably going to do that next, but
sure.
Everybody can come out tonight to our, we're doing a casino night right out in the foyer there.
Sure.
So
I don't even know what that is. Do you know what that is?
So we have all the different tables, we have dealers, chips, and just go have a good time just playing.
Cool.
So yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. It's going to be new to me to learn about that. So do you have a store here in St. George?
We do. We have a standalone HVAC, a plumbing and waterworks branch, and then, of course, our newer coming irrigation branch.
Cool.
So.
Well, yeah, I want to thank you so much, Trent Schmidt, for coming out. And again, Mountainland Supply has been so good to the academy and the association and to our members. You know, they're definitely a what I would call a heavy hitter in the space that we could really rely on. And so thank you so much for coming out and spending some time with us.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Sure. So. The UPHC Pipeline Podcast. The UPHC Pipeline Podcast. We'll be right back.